Lesson 32. David is anointed. Content. Message. God elect us in accordance with his will, which is beyond our understanding. Learning objective. The children will learn. While we often look at someone's outward appearance, God always looks at what lies in our heart. God has selected his children and servants. We make our election sure by striving to trust, to be humble, and to believe in God. Bible text. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 to 12. David is anointed. David was the youngest of 8 brothers. He looked after his father's sheep. David made sure that none of the sheep wandered off. If a wild animal came near the flocks during the night, he could chase it away. One day, God sent the prophet Samuel to Bethlehem. God said to him, "Go to Jesse. One of his sons is to be the next king of Israel. Then I will show you which one is to be king." Samuel did what God had told him. When he saw Jesse's son, Samuel was drawn to Eliab. He thought, "This son is certainly going to be the new king. He is tall and strong." But God said to him that he was not the one who was going to be king. Jesse called one son after the other. 7 sons were presented to Samuel. Samuel, though, did not receive any sign from God. Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all of your sons?" Jesse replied, "I have another son, David. He is the youngest. He is out in the field looking after the sheep." Samuel said, "Send someone to bring him to me." When David arrived, God said, "This is the one. Anoint him." So the youngest son, the shepherd boy, became king because God had chosen him. God's spirit came upon David and stayed with him from then on. Suggestion for the teacher: lead in. Show the pictures to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role. Some tall, one small. Instruct them before. Provide the guys fancy dress. A stick of a shepherd. A sheep. Stuffed animal on David's arm. Lesson instruction. Begin telling the stories. Discuss with the children. What qualities does a king have? He is tall, strong, a ruler. Why does Jesse not bring David to Samuel right away? Jesse feels that compared to his other sons, David does not possess the qualities of a king. What is the attitude of Samuel? Samuel listens to the voice of God. He does not act according to his own judgment. Why does God choose David? He is humble, believing, and he trusts in God. Have the children repeat. We often look at someone's outward appearance. God always looks into our hearts. God has elected his children and servants. We make our elections sure by striving to trust and to believe in God. Relief life application. Explain the following. God was pleased with David's attitude. How do we know that our attitude is pleasing God? 2. By listening to our inner voice. Why are we children of God? By his grace. At times, we may wonder why he has chosen us. We want to respond to him humbly by trusting and believing in our election. Repeat the message. God elects us in accordance with his will, which is beyond our understanding.